Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you're in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. Well, happy Christmas, Merry New Year to you all. I know I've turned around and disappeared off this for quite some time, and, you know, it's been busy as hell in a handbasket, you could say that. It's been, you know, up and down and around and crazy and all of that, and it's not too bad or anything like that. Okay. That's done. You can take a breath. And it's nothing bad. You know, I mean, this was the first time in my life that I've never experienced what I experienced this Christmas, and it was kind of emotional, and this was the first time that I and Kim, we were very close to not being able to provide Christmas. And yeah, that was going to be very kind of detrimental for little kids, and Santa Claus pulled it off. I swear to God, Santa Claus pulled it off, and oh my God, I couldn't believe it, Kim, she was really emotional over that, and so was I. It was really hard because we had no way to do Christmas, and luck of the draw, I guess. I don't quite understand or how, and I'm just going to sit here and say thank you. We were elected from the school to a program for, you know, families in need kind of thing. And it was so cool because I wasn't quite working. I mean, I was working, but not quite working. It wasn't like, you know, had ample amount of money to do a bunch of things. No, I had money enough to pay the bills, and that was it. Didn't have enough money to do anything else but pay the bills. And I couldn't do Christmas. At least, that's what I thought. And most craziest thing happened was that we got elected for the toy drive thing, and it was through a teacher, one of my kids' teacher, elected us, and I don't know how or how they knew or whatever, but they voted us in on that, and that helped us get Christmas for the kids. And that was the really coolest thing. The coolest thing. And, you know, I don't know how anybody out there, what their beliefs are when it comes to the 25th. Especially when I'm talking to the whole entire world, you know. Because this is going out on the whole entire world, on this frequency of dimension of time and space. I just really wanted to get in here and give you guys a little bit of an update and everything, and that's what I'm doing. And you know, it'd be nice to do a full crazy episode, but it's, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to record on the fly, and apparently I just record over a 30-minute episode of me gabbing and blabbing away, and realize that after I did some cutting and some trimming, and I didn't save the episode. I just blabbed for 30 minutes for no apparent reason, just for it to get lost. I lost the episode of everything I just recorded, and it's like, oh man, this is a two-step process, man. There's too many steps. I'm not going back and re-recording a whole entire episode just, 30-minute long. I said, no, I hit too many steps. I'm done. It's two steps. This is it. That's all you get. You got the first part. Now, this is the second part, the second step. Okay, we're done. So, yeah, that's what happened. I just failed dramatically on this, and that really sucks. I just lost a whole entire 30-minute episode of me blabbing away inside my motel room. Literally right now, at this present moment in time, I am in a motel room and trying to keep it down so that way I'm not disturbing anybody. And I just ended up talking my ear off. And here I am talking again. And I'm like, oh. But long story short, goodbye 2023. And I am glad I got to experience 2023. It was good. My most favorite part of the 2023 was the fact that I got to walk my babies to school every morning, day in and day out. That was the most important part for me in 2023. Walking them, holding their hands, because I only get to do this once. And them saying, bye, Daddy. And it's like, I love you. I was like, I love you too. It was nice. I got to experience that for a good, solid 6 months. And I enjoyed every bit of it. He could not pay me enough money to take that away from me. I really enjoyed that. And now I'm back on the road, on the fly, doing recording, giving you an update, and all of that good stuff. And I just want to let you know what's going on. There's so much to talk about. So much stuff has happened from, you know, Thanksgiving till now and New Year's. And I just can't, I don't have the time to do it. I have to sit down on the computer and do it on the computer and record it. So that way it's done right, because I just screwed up a 30-minute episode. I lost it. I lost it in the app. I'm putting it out here and I lost the damn episode in the app. That sucks. So I'm going to have to really start to learn how to do more recording on the fly with the app and be able to save my stuff and make it actually produce quite nice. And, you know, that's what I'm shooting for. Anyhow, I got more stuff out there that I'm going to bring to you. I got more conversations. I got to remind you about the two-step process, and that's going to be fun and interesting. A little bit of the back porch and everything. Oh, yeah. So, Happy New Year to you guys. And I'm sorry I haven't been able to get out an episode. And, you know, it's been family first. And, you know, shoot me. And reality-wise, this is kind of for the kiddos, really. So, hi, kids. This is for them when they get older. And you guys are part of it right now. And you get to listen to it. And later on in life, when they are running through troubles in life and trying to figure out what to do, maybe they'll listen to Daddy's show and go, oh, that's what happened. That's why he was that way. Yeah, that's why I was that way. I was going through some stuff my own. You're not alone. No one is ever alone. We all have our own shit. And we're just trying to go through our shit. And yeah, so that's what's up. I will be back in another later date and time. In another dimension of space and time. And give you something else to talk about at that later on in time. So, but yeah, it's already like almost time to post this thing. I can't believe it. So yeah, this is a recording offline. And I'll catch you guys a little bit later. But I am going to leave you with this one last piece of this song. Because I cherish this song, because for me, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, it really moves my heart. And it kind of feels like I, you know, if you could listen to the song, you might understand how I'm feeling and how it's been for the show. And I'm going to just leave it as that for you to listen to. Because this song says it all in a way for how I'm feeling about you guys. And I feel like, you know, I haven't been there, but yeah, there you go. This is the best. I'm just going to let play it and you can judge after that. So there you go.
I'm This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission. Studio.